September 30th, 2018, in Bahrain, class with youth.
Going through some stories about Krishna tonight. Everybody likes stories?
Yes.
Everybody likes stories? So, first story is going to be, did we lose it? Okay, so the first story that we're going to tell is about a great fire. So, this fire is all of the difficulties that people who are trying to worship God get from an atheistic society. That's what this fire is a symbol of. So, this particular story happens the same day as all the pastimes in Talavan and the killing of Palumba. So anybody remember about the killing of Palumba? Who killed Palumba?
Balaram.
Why don't you sit over there so you can see the picture? So yeah, Balaram killed Palumba. And how did Balaram kill Palumba? Anybody remember? No, that was Krishna with Trinavarta. Anybody remember how Balaram killed Palumba? Yeah?
Balaram took him on his shoulders and they went through because Palumba lost the chunk of bark. And when Palumba went to the forest and assumed his big form, then Lord Balarama smashed his head.
Very good. And when Palumba was carrying Balaram, he carried him very far away. He carried him across the Yamuna, all the way to this big banyan tree. Okay, so then Palumba had taken Balaram all the way to the banyan tree, and all the cowherd boys and Krishna, they followed. And they were playing and playing and playing on the banyan tree, and they were having a whole lot of fun. And they were having so much fun that they didn't notice that the animals had walked away. So who knows what kind of animals they were taking care of? Cows and what else? Goats and what else?
Peacocks.
They weren't taking care of peacocks, but I'm sure there were peacocks there. What other kind of animals were they taking care of? Cows, bulls, goats?
Sheep.
Calf? Not sheep. Any of you girls know? Buffaloes. They were taking care of cows and goats and buffaloes. And the animals got all distracted. Do you ever get distracted?
Yes.
Ever get distracted? You're supposed to be doing something and you get distracted. So the animals got distracted. And they said, oh, there's nicer grass over there. And they started walking far away to the grass. But the boys were playing and they didn't notice. So the animals walked about 15 kilometers away from Krishna and Balaram and all the boys. They went to a forest called Mandikari or Munjaranya or Ishikatava. So the forest had three names, Ishikatava, Munjaranya, or Mandiyari. What name do you like the best? What name do you like the best? You don't know? What name do you like the best? Ishikatava. All the boys in the side like Ishikatava. Okay, so they went to that forest, and they were going there looking and looking and looking for grass. And what happened is that there was sugar cane by the forest. And the animals got stuck in the sugar cane, and then they couldn't move because the sugar cane plants had some sharp canes, and they couldn't move because if they moved, they were going to get cut by the sugar cane. And meanwhile, a little ways away from the forest that they were stuck in, a fire started. And the fire started coming closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. But they couldn't get away because they were stuck. So they were feeling very, very thirsty from all the heat of the fire. You know how when it's a hot day you feel really thirsty? right? They were feeling really thirsty. Meanwhile, at the banyan tree, Krishna and Balaram and the boys said, "Where are our animals? We don't know where they are. They've gone away." And they're looking for them. And the boys felt really sad because they said, "Oh, we were supposed to take care of the animals and we didn't do it. We didn't do our service for Krishna." Of course, they were playing with Krishna. That was their service. But they felt really sorry. And Krishna and Balaram, they weren't that upset because they thought, "We're going to have a new pastime." So they all started following the footprints of the animals and they were looking all over. They were also following the eaten grass. Now, usually in Vrindavan, because it's a spiritual place, when the animals eat the grass grows up again right away. But because here, Krishna and Balaram wanted to be able to find their animals, so Yogamaya arranged that the eaten grass stayed eaten, so they could see the path of the eaten grass and the path of the footprints. And then Krishna's calling his cows, and Krishna's voice sounds like, anyone know what Krishna's voice sounds like? Anybody know what Krishna's voice sounds like? Sounds like thunder when there's a thunderstorm. Really deep, resonant voice. And Krishna's calling his cows. How does Krishna remember the names of all of his cows? Huh? Well, when he plays his flute, the cows hear their own name in the flute. But how does Krishna remember the names of his cows? Do you know what he does to remember their names? No, he has japa beads. Did you know that? And for each bead, he says the name of the head of a group of cows. But what are his beads made out of? Are they made out of tulsi wood? Anybody know? No, they're made out of jewels. So he's taking out his japa beads out of jewels and he's saying the name of his cows. And the cows were so happy, the cows and the buffalo and the goats, they were so happy to hear Krishna call their name. So what did they do? What did they do? They tried to call him. And what kind of noise do you think they made? But they were stuck. They were stuck in the canes, but they started making these noise. And so all Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys, they all came and they found the animals. They were so happy that they found them all in one place, that they weren't scattered. And they're starting to bring the animals back. But remember, there was that fire. The fire came from behind them. It was a really bad fire. And it was making all this noise, and it was around them on all sides. And pretty soon they had nowhere else they could move and no place they could go. It said that the fire was not only in all four sides, but in the in-between directions. So there's north, south, east, west, and then there's northeast and southeast and northwest and southwest. And it was almost above them. And it was like the wind was like a chariot driver bringing that fire. Huh? Now, some of the acharyas say the fire was a demon friend of Pralamba. And he was really angry that Pralamba was killed. And some other acharyas say that the fire just wanted to associate with Krishna. So then the boys were praying to Krishna like they were afraid of death. Now that's not really afraid of death because they all have spiritual bodies. But they were praying like that. And they were saying, "Please Krishna help us, save us, Balaram can help too." First they asked Krishna and Balaram together and then just Krishna. And they remembered that Garjan Muni said that Krishna can save anyone. They said, "Please, please help us. We're your friends. We shouldn't have to suffer this way." So then what did Krishna tell the boys to do? Close their eyes. So why did Krishna tell them to close their eyes? Because what? Because he didn't want them to see his power. Yeah. But But why did the boys think that Krishna asked them to close their eyes? They were thinking, oh, we know why Krishna's asked us to close our eyes. What did they think was the reason?
So that they won't get scared.
So that they won't get scared. What else? So that Krishna would save them. Why else did the boys think Krishna had said, close your eyes? You know? They thought Krishna has some special jewels and special mantras to get rid of the fire, and it's a secret, and he doesn't want us to know what it is. So that's what they were thinking. And then what did Krishna do after they all closed their eyes? He just swallowed up the whole fire. So why did Krishna swallow the fire? So this is very important. Right? Do you think it would hurt most of us if we tried to swallow fire? Yeah? Have you ever eaten anything that's really spicy and you feel like there's a fire in your mouth? No? Well, Krishna enjoyed it like eating spicy food, actually. But it shows how Krishna was willing to swallow fire to save his friends. And he wanted to show Lord Brahma and all the demigods that I love my friends so much that I will even drink fire for them. But of course, Yogamaya made the fire into a nice cooling drink, like maybe some ice cream on Sunday. Right? Or maybe the fire became afraid and it became a cooling drink. So Krishna swallowed the whole fire, and when the boys opened their eyes, what happened? Where were they? Huh? They were all safe, but what else? All of a sudden they were back in Bandirvan, 15 kilometers away again. They were back where they started. And they thought, how did we get here? They thought, oh, Krishna must be a demigod, that he can do all this magic. And they thought, if Krishna's a demigod, maybe we're a demigod too. And so they were all excited. And then Krishna played his flute. And playing his flute, he went back to Vrindavan. All right. So that's all we're going to do of that. I hope you like that. Did you like that story?
Yes.
All right. So I think we're just going to... You can turn on the lights. Okay, this is from chapter 89 of Krishna book, and it's also of course from the Bhagavatam and from the different stories of our acharyas. So right before this story happens, Bhrigu Muni is trying to find out who's best, Brahma, Shiva, or Vishnu. And so you know how he tests them? So he goes to Lord Brahma, and Brahma's his father, but he doesn't offer respects. He just stands there. And Brahma gets really, really angry and somehow controls his anger. Then he goes to Lord Shiva, who's his brother, and Lord Shiva goes to embrace him, and he says, I'm not going to touch you. You're dirty. You're covered with ashes. You know, you're all contaminated. And Lord Shiva gets so angry, he's going to kill him. And Parvati saves him. Then he goes to Lord Vishnu, and he kicks him on the chest. And Lord Vishnu doesn't get angry at all. He just says, oh, I hope my hard chest didn't hurt your soft foot. So then Bhrigu decided that Lord Vishnu was the best. But now we're trying to decide which form of Lord Vishnu is the best. So that's what this story is all about. So we go to Dwarka. Beautiful, beautiful Dwarka. Dwarka means the city of doors. Did you know that Dwara means a door? So in Dwarka, there's lots and lots of doors. There's lots of gates. Very beautiful city. Much more beautiful than this city. thousands and thousands of palaces. Right? And each palace is decorated with gold and jewels. Right? Actually, I think I'm not going to sit all the way up here anymore. City of Dwarka. So there was a Brahmana, and his wife was having a baby. And right after she had the baby died. And not only did the baby die, but the dead baby disappeared into the sky. Imagine that. Imagine you have a baby, the baby cries, gone. Pretty strange, huh? Right? And then this Brahmana did something really strange too. He went to the king, he went to Ugrasena. He said, this is your fault. Isn't that strange too? He said, this is your fault that my baby died. Huh? And the Brahmana was really like yelling at the king. The wife was there, but she didn't say anything. I think she was just kind of too sad. But the husband was just yelling at the king. And he said, you king, you're envious of the Brahmanas. You're greedy. You're not a real king. You're a fake king. You're just enjoying the kingdom without taking care of anybody. And everyone in the kingdom will be sad having you as a king. So was he pretty upset? Do you ever do that when you're upset? Do you ever criticize other people when you're upset? How many of you have ever said anything mean to somebody when you were upset? Anybody ever said anything mean to somebody when you were upset? How many of you have ever said something mean to somebody when you were upset? Yeah. How many of you have had somebody say something mean to you when they were upset? Yeah, so that's what the Brahmana did. He was all upset, and so he was saying all these mean things to the king. And then he felt a little bit better after yelling at the king. So then he went home. And then a year later, his wife had another baby. And what happened? What happened to the second baby? What happened to the second baby? What happened to the second baby? He died too. And he also went into the sky. And again, the Brahmin and his wife came, and they're yelling at the king. It said they sang the same song every time. You're a greedy king, you're an envious king, you're not a real king, everybody's not happy. Why is my baby dying? And how many children died? Nine. Very good. Nine children. That's a lot of children to die, isn't it? I think I would stop having children if all my children kept dying like that. So nine children died. So when the ninth child died, there was somebody else listening to the Brahmana. The Brahmana goes again and he's saying, that king, he's envious and he's greedy and he doesn't like the Brahmanas and he's not doing a good job and he's making everybody unhappy and everybody. And the wife's just there. But there was somebody else there. Who else was there? Arjuna and Krishna. And Arjuna heard this Brahmana, and he's like, this isn't very good. You know, the Kshatriyas are supposed to take care of the Brahmanas. And so, Arjuna says, are there no Kshatriyas here? Are you saying there's no Kshatriyas in this kingdom? He said, at least there should be somebody from a Kshatriya family that can guard your house. He said that the Brahmanas are crying because they're losing their family and their property, then the Kshatriyas are just movie stars. Do you think he said that? Do you think he really said that? They didn't have movies, but he said they're just actors. He said if the stuck is, if the king can't protect your children, then they're all Hollywood stars. Did he say that? Did Arjuna say they're all Bollywood stars? Did he? Why not? Why did he say that? What do you think? Hey, what do you think? Do you think Arjuna said that the kings were Bollywood stars? Why not? Why didn't he say that? What do you think? In the blue shirt right here. With the beautiful Krishna on it. Do you think Arjuna called the kings Bollywood stars? You're not sure? Was there Bollywood then? Was there any Bollywood? No. And he said they're all just actors. He said they're all just actors. And he said these kings are all useless. They should just go do fire yajnas and pretend to be brahmanas. And then he said, I, Arjuna, I will save your children. Nobody else could do it. And the Brahmin said, Krishna's here, Balaram's here, they can't do it. Who do you think you are? And Arjuna said, I am not Krishna. I am not Balaram. I am Arjuna. And I carry the bow known as? Gandiva. I have satisfied. Who did Arjuna satisfy? Lord Shiva. He said, I have satisfied Lord Shiva and I have the Gandiva and I will save your children. And if I cannot save your children, I will jump into a fire and die. Should Arjuna have said that?
Yes.
Should Arjuna have said that? What do you think? Was that a good thing to say?
Yes.
You say yes, huh? Well, I don't know about that. The Brahmana says, hey, Vasudev, Pujumna, Aniruddha, Sankarsan, they couldn't do anything. You're talking like a little boy. I don't believe you. And Arjuna says, I'm none of them. I can do it. Right? And the Brahmana says, okay, I believe you. And he went home. So then Arjuna, then the lady gets pregnant again, she's going to have another baby. And they tell Arjuna, Arjuna had to wait there and work it for a long time. And they go tell Arjuna, okay, the lady's going to have her 10th baby. And so he comes to the house where she's going to have her baby. And he touches water, he does achman, he strings his bow, and who does he pray to? Who does Arjuna pray to? Lord Shiva, why doesn't he pray to Krishna? Why doesn't he pray to Krishna? How come Arjuna didn't pray to Krishna? What's wrong with him? Why is he praying to Lord Shiva? This room is so noisy, it's so hard to hear about with the AC and the kirtan. Why didn't he pray to Krishna? Lord Shiva gave him the mantras. But also, Arjuna thought that Krishna couldn't do anything. He thought Krishna didn't save the other 9 children. So why did Arjuna think that? Is Arjuna just in Maya? Why did he think like that? Because he thinks Krishna is his what?
Friend.
He just thinks Krishna's his buddy. You know? Ah, Krishna's my friend. You know? He's praying to Lord Shiva. Do you think Arjuna should have done that? Do you think that was a good decision? Was it a good decision or not? Yes? What do you think? Yes? I'm asking you. Yes, you? Was it a good decision to pray to Lord Shiva? What do you think? What do you think?
It depends upon his thoughts.
It depends upon what?
His thoughts.
His cause. Is that what you said?
Hearts.
Hearts?
Heart.
Heart?
No, heart.
Thoughts. Is that what you said? Depends upon his thoughts. All right. So this time his thought was, Krishna can't do anything, he's just my friend. Was that good? Was that a good thought? No, it wasn't. It got him into a lot of trouble. But he loved Krishna. So what did Arjuna do? He put special weapons all around the house. Special missiles all around the house to protect the little baby that was going to be born. Right? And what happened when the 10th baby was born?
Again.
Again, right? The child just went up and disappeared. Right? And not only did the child disappear, what else disappeared?
All
the missiles, all of Arjuna's special weapons, they also disappeared. And what else disappeared? The arrow that he got from Lord Shiva. The special arrow from Lord Shiva. It all disappeared. So now Arjuna is in a lot of trouble. Huh? And Krishna was, what was Krishna doing during this time? Anybody know? He was watching, and what expression did he have on his face? He was laughing, he was smiling, yeah. So, then what did the Brahmana say? He was criticizing. He says, you were bragging in front of Krishna. He said, I am a fool that I trusted you. You are worthless. You're not even a real man. You're just bragging. He said, if Krishna and Balaram and Arjuna, I'm rude, can't do anything. Who do you think you are? Condemnation on you, Arjuna, and your Gandiva bro. So then what does Arjuna do? He has all these magic mantras that he says. So he says all these mantras, and while the Brahman's yelling at him, did Arjuna yell back?
No.
So the Brahman's yelling at him, you're useless, you're terrible, and Arjuna just chants his mantras, and he starts looking for the Brahman's children. So he goes, first of all, to Yamaraj's planet. He figures if the children are dead, they're probably going to be there. So he goes to Yamaraj's planet, and he's looking around. Does he find the children?
No,
he doesn't find them anywhere. So then where does he go? He looks inside your hand, right? Hey, you with the yellow shirt, did he look inside your hand? Is that where the children are? Can you show me? Are they there? What is that? Let me see. Oh, what's that? That's not one of the Brahman's children. Hiding the child in his hand. Oh no. What's your name, sir? What? Oh yeah, you're Sambit. You're supposed to know everything. See, he's supposed to know what Sambit means. He's supposed to, you know who those children are, don't you? Yes, you do. Did Arjuna go to your planet? No, I think he did. I think Arjuna went to his planet. There you go, don't play with it now. So I think Arjuna went to his planet and looked for the Brahman's children inside his hand and just found a coin. And he started going to all the planets of all the demigods. Are you one of the demigods? Hey, are you a demigod? No? Last life, right? So I went to go look at all the planets of the demigods and he still couldn't find the child. And Arjuna went with weapons. Of course, he didn't have his original weapons. So he went even to whose planet did he go to? Whose planet did Arjuna go to? Whose planet? He went to Brahma's planet, but he also went to? He was already with Krishna on the earth. Indra's planet, where else? Who especially? What? Shiva's planet, yes, because he's a trained Shiva. So he went to Shiva's planet. Hey, did you guys figure out where the child is? Is that what you're talking about? So what did you decide? Where are the children? Maybe you can help out Arjuna here. So Arjuna goes to Lord Shiva's planet. Did he find the child there? No. All right. So, wow. Then what does Arjuna do? He looked all over the universe. What does he get ready to do? What's he going to do now? Jump into the fire. So he starts building a fire. He's going to jump into it. And then Krishna comes and says, what does Krishna come and say? Go jump in the fire, buddy. Is that what he says? No, what does he say? Huh? Don't jump in the fire. Do you think Krishna liked it that Arjuna said he was going to jump in the fire? No, he didn't like it. He's like, don't do that kind of thing. Krishna told him that also at the Battle of Kurukshetra. When he said he couldn't kill Dhritarashtra, he was going to jump in the fire. So at least two times Arjuna said he was going to jump in the fire. Both times Krishna said, don't do that. Don't say you're going to jump in the fire. So why do you think, hey, you with the black shirt, with the Star Wars shirt, why do you think Krishna didn't want him to jump in the fire?
Because
he's a smart guy. He's very practical. Because it won't be of any use. Saying jumping in the fire won't bring back the children. But do you think he cared about Arjuna also?
Yes.
What do you think? You think
yes.
He cared about Arjuna?
Yes.
Yes, he did. And he said, if you jump in fires, it will make me look bad. Right? People say, oh, Krishna's friend had to jump in the fire. And they'll criticize Krishna. And he said, don't be so critical of yourself like this. Do you ever criticize yourself? Hey, Mr. Star Wars, come sit up here. So do you ever criticize yourself? Come on, come on. I'll wait here. Hey, come on. Do you ever criticize yourself? Do you ever have a little voice in your mind that goes, no, I'm a failure, I'm bad? Does anyone ever have a voice like that? Yes, so Krishna told Arjuna, don't do that. Don't have this little voice. Thank you, sir. Said, don't have this little voice telling you that you're a failure and you have to jump in the fire and it makes me look bad. He said, you know what? These same people who are criticizing us now, in the future they're going to be praising us. Hmm? So then Arjuna and Krishna got onto Krishna's chariot. And anybody know the name of Krishna's horses? Anybody know the name of Krishna's horses? Saibhya, Sugriva, Megapushpa, and Balaka. Saibhya, Sugriva, Megapushpa, and Balaka. And these are magic horses. They're not ordinary horses. They're horses that can go into outer space and they don't die. If you went into outer space, would you die? Why would you die? Because you can't do what in outer space? You can't breathe, right? But the horses could breathe. And Krishna doesn't need to breathe. So he could also go into outer space, and Arjuna also. He was okay too. So can you imagine if you look at the sky and there's a chariot filled by horses going into outer space? Imagine that. Go outside. Oh my goodness, there's the moon in the sky. And there's a chariot with four horses going into the sky. That must have surprised everybody. I don't know, maybe Krishna did that a lot. Maybe just did. Oh yeah, there's Krishna traveling in outer space again. I don't know. Anyway, so Krishna went into outer space and he went beyond the clouds and he went beyond all the planets that Arjuna had checked out, and then he got to the covering of the universe. He crossed what's called the Lokaloka Mountains. After the Lokaloka Mountains, you can't see any sunlight anymore. It's really dark. It was so dark. It was like they were flying through mud. And the horses got a little scared. So when the horses got a little scared, Krishna called for help from someone. Who did he call for help from? Sudarshan. Sudarshan. So he said, Sudarshan, please come help me. Sudarshan came. And Sudarshan is as bright as the sun. And it just cut through all of that muddy darkness. In fact, Sudarshan looked like a thousand suns, or looked like Ram's arrow penetrating Ravana's army. What does Sudarshan mean? Darshan means what? What does Darshan mean? Seeing. And what does Su mean? Very, or auspicious, wonderful, beautiful. So then they came to the covering of the universe. Did you know the universe has a covering? You ever seen an egg? Who here has seen an egg? You seen an egg? Seen an egg? What does an egg have on the outside of it?
A
shell. That's a hard shell, right? Well, the baby's inside. The shell's not too hard because the baby's got to peck it and get out. But it's a hard shell to protect the little baby. So in this universe, we're all like little babies in the universe, and there's a shell. And the shell is very, very thick. So when the horses came to the shell of the universe, do you know what the first shell's made out of? The first shell's made out of water. And that's where Bhumi Devi worships Brahma. So Bhumi Devi's worshiping Brahma there, and all of the beautiful and rich things of the world are rotating, they're turning around in the pores of Brahma's hairs. Can you look at your hairs? Is anything turning around in the pores of your hairs? Any money turning around there? No? Well, in Brahma's hairs, in the pores of his hairs, all the wealth of the universe is swirling around. And that's in the first layer of earth. Then there's a layer of water, and the layer of water is Matsya. Then there's a layer of fire, where there's Surya. And a layer of air, where there's Prajumna. And a layer of ether, where there's Aniruddha. And then there's a layer of ego. Could you imagine a layer of ego? I don't know if I'd want to go through a layer of ego. Oh my goodness. I don't even like dealing with my own ego, or your ego, or all your egos. But a whole layer of just ego, and that's run by Sankarshan. Then there's a layer of the Mahatattva that's ruled by Vasudeva. And finally, the layer of Prakriti. You know what incarnation of Krishna is at the layer of Prakriti? Mohini Murti is there. And then they went through all of those layers. And they came outside the universe. And they came to, outside the universe, the Brahma Jyoti, very bright light coming from Krishna's form. And it was so bright that Arjuna closed his eyes. Said, "It's a little too bright for me." And Krishna said to Arjuna, "You know, this light is the light for my own body. It's actually a form of me." And as Arjuna got used to the light, he could open his eyes. He saw a palace with thousands and thousands of columns made out of jewels. So one column was made out of rubies and one out of emeralds. But you know, they were all alive. Not like when you go to the jewelry store and it's just a rock. Okay? Do any of you have any of you girls have any jewelry? Do your mothers have jewelry, or your sisters, or your aunties, or your grandma? It's just rocks, right? But there the jewels were all spiritual, they were all alive. And then there was a huge snake named Ananta, which means unlimited. And he had thousands of hoods, and at each hood there were also living jewels. But he had very scary eyes. From each of his thousands of hoods. And his body was white. His body looked like a mountain of crystal. And he had blue necks. So he had a white body, he had blue necks, and he had a blue tongue. You've seen snakes' tongues? Split at the end. But he's very soft. Anantasesha is very soft. And he was making this bed. And on this bed of this huge, unlimited, yes. So on this bed with this huge unlimited snake with thousands of moons and scary eyes, what color was the snake?
White.
What color were the necks?
Blue.
And what color was his tongue?
Blue.
Hey, you. Are you giving everybody perfume? Now we all smell really good, right? Kristen smells really good. He smells a lot better than any perfume that you can buy in the store here. So who was lying on Anastasia? Who was lying on Anastasia? Vishnu. Vishnu. How many arms did he have? Good guess, good guess, but not right. How many arms did he have?
Eight.
He had eight arms. And was his hair straight or curly?
Curly.
And there were jewels on his helmet and earrings, and they were reflecting on his hair. So his hair looked like it was all different colors from the jewels. Have you ever seen light going through jewels and it makes all different colors? Right? So the light was going through the jewels and they were all different colors on his hair. And what color clothes was he wearing?
Yellow
clothes. And what did he have on his chest? A stupid jewel. And also the mark of Shivas, the place of Lakshmi Devi. And then above his head was Sudarsha, and all different weapons were all above his head. And around him were people of energies. There was a person of the energy of fame, and a person of the energy of beauty, and a person of the energy of creation, and a person of the energy of nourishment. And then there was a person of all the mystic powers. There was a person of the power to become very small, and a person of the power to become invisible, and a person of the power to get whatever you want, you just put out your hand, and there you have it. And a person of the power to create a universe. Which mystic power would you like?
Everything.
Everything. If you only had to choose one, what would you choose?
Getting,
you want the Prakti city, huh? And then he was also wearing a large garland. Mahavishnu wore a garland, came all the way down to his toes. And was the garland alive? Yes, everything was alive, yes? So Krishna Arjuna offered obeisances to Mahavishnu, which was very funny because Krishna is Mahavishnu. So he's like offering obeisances to himself. Imagine that. You look in the mirror and you go, all obeisances to me. But Krishna's pretending to be just a person. Of course, if he's just an ordinary person, could he have taken horses throughout the universe? No, I don't think so. Alright. So Mahavishnu speaks very sweetly. And what does he say? He says, my dear Krishna Arjuna, you have appeared on earth with your potencies. After you liberate the demons here by demons on earth by killing them, please send them here and quickly come to me. Said, I wanted to see you. So this is very funny. Mahavishnu wants to see Krishna. See, this is the way. Remember we started in the beginning that Bhrigu was trying to see who was the top? Brahma, Vishnu, or Shiva, and then he tried to see who's the top among Vishnu. So this is showing, hey, you with the cricket shirt. Hey, cricket shirt boy. Cricket shirt boy. Hey, come here. Can you come sit over here? Oh, right there. There you go. Thank you. That's much better. All right. So Krishna likes to see himself. Do you like to see yourself? Do you ever like to look in the mirror and see yourself? Who likes to look in the mirror? Anyone like to look in the mirror? I like to look in the mirror. So Mahavishnu also likes to see himself. It's Krishna. He wants to see Krishna, who's himself. He said, I want to see you. And then Krishna and Arjuna, they said, Om. Can you all chant Om? Om. Okay, can we pretend that we're Krishna and Arjuna and we're outside the universe and there's a Brahma Jyoti and there's these thousands of pillars made of jewels that are all alive and this huge Anastasia with his tongues and his eyes and Mahavishnu with his eight hands and all of the weapons and all of the potencies and we're seeing Mahavishnu and we're going to chant Om. Can we see that scene and now chant again Om? Om. Arjuna to see Mahavishnu. Anybody want to do that? I would like to do that. Alright. Then Mama Vishnu said, here's the children. How many children were there?
Ten.
Very good. There were 10 children. He said, here's the children. Take them and go back the way you came. He's very polite to say goodbye. So they took all 10 children and they went back to Dwarka. And then Arjuna was thinking, I'm just an ordinary guy. How can I see Mama Vishnu? Now, Mama Vishnu said he wanted to see Krishna. So why did he have to take away 10 children of the Brahmanas to see Krishna? Why didn't he just go to work and see Krishna? Why didn't Mama Vishnu just go to work and see Krishna? Why? Yes? What do you have to say? Yes? What do you think? I can't hear it, but it's so noisy. What is he saying? Yeah, we say that's hysterical. So Mama Vishnu couldn't see Krishna in Dwarka because it's really hard to see Krishna in Dwarka. Just imagine, it's so hard to see Krishna in Dwarka that even Krishna can't see Krishna in Dwarka. Even Mama Vishnu, who's an incarnation of Krishna, can't see Krishna in Dwarka. So then you could say, well, why did he go personally to steal the babies? He went to Dwarka to steal the babies, but he couldn't see Krishna. So why did he send a servant to steal the babies? Because Krishna is protecting everyone in Dwarka. And so no ordinary person could go to Dwarka and steal the babies. This is such a funny story because Mama Vishnu and Krishna are the same person. So only Mama Vishnu could steal the babies from Dwarka because Krishna is protecting all the Brahmanas in Dwarka. But Mama Vishnu couldn't see Krishna in Dwarka. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? You think about that? It's really weird. Now, another question is, why did Mama Vishnu give trouble to a Brahmana? The Lord likes the Brahmanas. Because Mama Vishnu thought, I know if I bother a Brahmana, Krishna's not going to tolerate it. And so he'll do something about it. But actually, did Krishna come because of the trouble to the Brahmana? Is that why Krishna came? No. Then why did he come? Yes, because he didn't want Arjuna to die, that's right. He only went out of love for Arjuna, not for the Brahmana. So, the end of this story is that whatever opulence we get is all from Maha Vishnu, it's all from Krishna. And therefore, we should be very grateful. So, I don't think I have time to tell the spacious story. Sorry about that. Next time, we'll save it for next time. We'll give these to your teachers, maybe they can tell the stories. Anybody have any questions you want to ask? This perfume is really strong, my goodness. So I get to go back with it. Does anybody have any questions they want to ask? No? Okay, well thank you very much.